Thanks for joining us today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we're going to start a portion of our journey called Advent. Advent is a Latin word meaning the coming, and it's celebrated on the four Sundays before Christmas and on Christmas Day to help us prepare for the coming of Jesus. It's purposed to be a time of personal reflection and spiritual growth. So let that be our focus as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. In the time of Herod, king of Judah, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were religious in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Zechariah was a priest. His wife, Elizabeth, was a descendant of Aaron. Aaron was Israel's first priest. Both came from a long line of God-fearers and followers. Zechariah and Elizabeth continued the spiritual heritage. They lived their lives in a way that honored God. While they were not perfect, both observed the Lord's commands with consistent obedience. They desired to serve the Lord, and they had another deep desire that had gone unfulfilled for years. Zechariah and Elizabeth longed to have a child. They wanted a son or a daughter running around their home, bringing noise and laughter and joy. They rejoiced with the other couples that had children. They knew many families with a house full, but now they were past childbearing years, or so they thought. God had a plan. He used this godly couple to bring into the world the one who would prepare the way for Jesus. Maybe you can relate to the emotions of Zechariah and Elizabeth. Maybe a longing in your heart has not been fulfilled. I challenge you to keep believing. God's not finished writing your story. He may still meet the longing of your heart. Or He may give you a new dream. Lord, help me continue to believe. Don't let me give up on You. If my dream is not Yours, help me to lay it down and embrace Your desire for my life. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.